Hello, everybody, and welcome to For You English. My name is Shane.
And my name is Betty.
And we are looking at day two of The Island on Two Wheels, inside Taiwan's scooter culture.
Right, very relatable
topic. Yeah, so I like that. It's The Island on Two Wheels because scooters have two wheels.
Right.
Clever, isn't it?
Play on words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about, like, the one thing, like, I mean, I have a scooter and, you know, I love my scooter, but it is just so dangerous to ride scooters. And so I think just this could be a public safety announcement for people who are right. maybe not, do not have a scooter yet, or you're thinking about getting a scooter. You have to be really careful because I've already had two accidents on my scooter.
Oh, really?
And one of those times I broke my wrist. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was pretty bad. And yeah, you just need to be really careful when you're riding a scooter.
Right. And I don't have a motorcycle license because of the same reason.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I mentioned yesterday how dangerous I think riding a scooter in Taiwan is. Yeah, but we also learned from yesterday's article that there are many benefits to having a motorcycle.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. I can probably give them a few. For example, we talk about it's more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And can you also mention one advantage we talked about yesterday?
Well, they're cheaper than like, having a car, or cheaper than, like, you know, getting a taxi or something like that.
Right.
It's really inexpensive to ride a scooter. It's so convenient.
So I guess that explains why so many people have them, right?
Yeah.
And before we get into today's article, one question. Again, a translation question. 好，那我要请同学翻译一下，然后注意这边这个us这个字呢，在这边as这个字哦，在这里的词性还有意思哦。 As the new library has more resources, studying there is much more efficient than staying at home. 好, 这里的, as the new library has more resources, 这个us是什么意思呢? I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
The Island on Two Wheels, inside Taiwan's scooter culture. Taiwan's scooter culture took shape over time. From the Japanese colonial period, 1895 to 1945, through the 1950s, Taiwan mainly depended on imported scooters. Owning one was often a sign of wealth. Scooters were basically out of reach for most people. Things began to change in the 1950s as Taiwan's economy grew. During this time, the government supported local industry. Companies such as Sanyang Motor began developing Taiwan's own scooter industry. Over the years, many famous models were introduced. Two of the most famous were the Sanyang Tac of the 1980s and the Dio of the 1990s. As cities grew, scooters replaced bicycles as a common choice for daily travel.
All right, let's get into the article. Taiwan's scooter culture took shape over time. From the Japanese colonial period, 1895 to 1945, through the 1950s, Taiwan mainly depended on imported scooters.
Oh, okay.
Ah, so back those times, all the way through the 1950s, the scooters were imported. And they mentioned colonial period from 1895 to 1945.
Right.
Now, colonial is related to a system where one country controls another country or territory. Mm. Often taking its resources and influencing its government, culture, and society. So that was what Japanese did in here in Taiwan from that period of time. So an example sentence might be, many buildings in the city were built during the colonial period when the country was controlled by a foreign power.
没错，这就是殖民的哦。所以他就说，其实这个台湾的这种摩托车、机车的文化，其实呢，在 慢慢的，它是随着时间而成型的。那我们可以追溯到什么时候呢？大概是在日本殖民台湾的时候，就是1895到1945这一段时间，然后到1950年代哦，它真的慢慢的越来越成为一个很重要的台湾人日常生活的一个元素。这样，但很多其实台湾的摩托车那个时候的话，好像还是要进口 imported scooters，就是我们没有自己做。And I think something very interesting is I don't remember seeing so many scooters. In Japan, but there are so many scooters in Taiwan.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, back to the article. Owning one was often a sign of wealth. So back then, if you had a scooter, like now, you know, everybody has a scooter and they're inexpensive.
Right.
But back then, if you had one, it showed that you were wealthy. Scooters were basically out of reach for most people. So being out of reach just means that most people couldn't own it because they could not afford it.
I guess back at the time during the colonial period, mm-hmm. probably we still, we didn't quite often see cars on the road.
True.
So scooters True. Were like a sign of wealth. 但当时呢, 可能因为没有车子啦, 所以说机车那时候就觉得, 哇, 你有机车, 那你们家应该是很有钱哦。
Right.
基本上呢,
Instead of like a bicycle or something, right?
Right. And, or a like, human-drawn, like, cart or something. 人力车这样子。
right.
对, 那 out of reach 的话就是, 啊, 遥不可及, 你摸都摸不到的, 大部分的人来说。
Back to the article. Things began to change in the 1950s as Taiwan's economy grew.
Right.
Now, when we're talking about economy, it's the system of money, jobs, businesses, and trade in a country or region that affects how goods and services are made, bought, and sold. So, for example, you can say the country's economy is growing because more people are working and spending money.
Ah, 这很重要. It's quite important that people are working and spending money, right?
Right, right.
to
right.
make so, sure we have a good economy, a functioning economy.
So that started to change in the 1950s. Taiwan's economy started to grow.
因为这里, 对,那同学我们来看一下这里有个us哦, 那个economy是经济的意思, 那同学可以看一下这个us是什么意思, 因为我们这一课会一直看到那个us, 你可以先猜一下哦, 这个的话呢, 它是词性是什么呢? 你看 Taiwan's economy grew, 它应该是一个句子, 所以us的话呢, 它就会是一个什么? C-O-N-J, 连接词啦。 那这个连接词我们现在知道它的词性了, 那它的文法的意思翻译是什么呢? 你可以把它翻译成随着, 随着经济成长呢, 我们好像事情发生一点转变哦。 All right, so what happened?
Okay, so during this time, the government supported local industry. Companies such as Sanyang Motor began developing Taiwan's own scooter industry.
Oh.
Over the years, many famous models were introduced.
Okay, 他就说,哇,在这个时间呢,他们就开始,政府就开始要支持当地的产业嘛,台湾当地的产业,因为政府换人了。那像是这种, 我们很熟悉的三洋机车啊，就开始了。那他就开始研发自己的摩托车，这样。然后呢，几年过去了，我们看到了很多有名的摩托车的这种models哦，这种模型。应该说它的那个名称，然后当时出厂的时候，比如说你是，我们等一下会介绍到两个很有名的推出的摩托车的那个。 至少类型models，对，类型这样。Yeah,
I actually have a Sanyang scooter, so like I didn't realize that, oh, it's like one of the first scooters that was produced in Taiwan. So I'm like the original, it's like the original scooter in Taiwan.
Do you have the model name? Do you actually know what model you own? No?
Actually, I forget what it's called. Yeah, I do.
But a lot of
forget.
People actually have Sanyang scooters in Taiwan, actually. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, yeah, they're super reliable. Okay, back to the article. Two of the most famous were the Sanyang Tact of the 1980s and the Dio of the 1990s.
哇,所以我们就看到说这个三洋,大家应该都很认识他们。三洋,我要把它念好,不要念山洋。好,它就是呢,这个在1980加S就是年代哦,它有一台叫做达可达的。 这个摩托车,然后呢,应该说机车啦,然后再来隔了十年,1990年代呢,又有一个叫The Deal, 的追风神,就这两个车型当时很红哦。Okay.
Okay, as cities grew, scooters replaced bicycles as a common choice for daily travel.
Oh, okay.
Alright, so yeah, so people were riding their bicycles, but they, you know, started replacing them with scooters. You know, now that there was a scooter industry, the prices probably started to come down and made it more affordable for just regular people to own a scooter. Yeah.
And I think now we are having a really reverse trend in 2026, while a lot of people actually up for riding a bicycle.
That's true.
Because well, it's more eco-friendly.
You have like U-bike and things like that, and
没错,
it's quite convenient.
对,这里他就说,这里的us,我们看到一个us, 同学再问你自己一次,它是什么样的词性,什么样的意思呢? 这里的us,它也是连接词哦, 那也跟刚才的意思很像,随着城市呢,成长了, 那这个机车呢,就取代了脚踏车, 那这里还有一个us哦, 那这个是什么词? As a common choice. 这里的话呢,它就变成介系词。
If you want to sound really American too, like if you're studying North American English, you know, so you can say as. Yeah, because I noticed when you say a little bit like
as a common choice. Yeah. But am I pronouncing it right?
Well, you're not quite getting it as strong as a North American would say as.
But it's still, I hope it's still understandable.
It's totally understandable.
对, as. 那因为它在句子里面它会有一点被 reduced 掉。所以我会念得比较轻。但是 Shane 这样应该比较清楚。就是 as, 我要讲的是 as, 不是 us, 这个 us, 这个。那这里的话呢它是作为当作是一个介系词哦，就是作为一个很平常的选择哦。如果你每天要出门的话，它算是很方便的。Yeah, I think 等到我们就讨论到最近应该又相反的潮流了，那个脚踏车又变成大家的最爱了。Right, so let's take a look at vocab words today. 第一个的话呢是 import, 就是动词进口啊，输入。你看那个 im 就是往内嘛，对不对？好，那我们就是从 B 国进口 A, 就会是 import A from B. OK, 好。The local supermarket imports a wide variety of cheese from France to satisfy its customers' tastes. 这间当地的超市从法国，所以是 from France, 进口各式各样的起司。你到底进口什么，你直接放在 import 的后面就可以了，以满足顾客的口味。第二个单字也是重要的 wealth, 名词钱财财富。那比如说 The old professor shared a wealth of knowledge about ancient history during the lecture. 他说这位老教授在讲座中呢分享了关于古代历史的丰富知识。那这个的话 wealth 呢它就不是真的说指财富，它是大量的什么，意思有点变咯。第三个是 replace, 动词代替取代，很重要。Replace A with B, 这个意思是用 B 取代 A, 不是用 A 取代 B 哦。To live a healthier life, James decided to replace sugary drinks with plain water. 为了更健康的生活James 决定用白开水取代含糖饮料。OK, so good for James.
Taiwan's scooter culture continues to evolve. Environmental concerns, new technology, and changing traffic policies are shaping its future. Electric scooters from brands like Gogoro are becoming more common.As Taiwan moves toward a greener future, scooters are changing too. Yet one thing stays the same. They are still a big part of everyday life.
Okay, so back to the article. Taiwan's scooter culture continues to evolve. Now, when we say something evolves, to evolve means to slowly change and develop over time, often becoming more advanced,different or improved. So for example, you could say human technology continues to evolve from simple tools to advanced computers and even artificial intelligence.
Okay, yeah. 所以它就是 evolve, 就是演化演进哦，这个也是在高中很重要的单字哦，就是慢慢的有发生变化这样子。好，那 what kind of evolutions are we seeing?
Okay, environmental concerns, new technologyAnd changing traffic policies are shaping its future.
Right, I guess environmental concerns would be something that...
That's what we have, like electric scooters now to replace gas scooters.
没错，就、right? 诶那它有什么往什么方向演进，主要就是要看、哦、有一些我们对环境的想法、啊、科技能不能做到啊、还有就是有一些交通规则的改变，其实都是在形塑着它的未来哦。So, can you give us an example?
Well, like what it says in the article, electric scooters from brands like Gogoro are becoming more common. So, you do see on the streets like almost like a good 25% or 30% of the scooters I see in Taipei seem to be Gogoros.
Like, I think so. Very popular. And you often see like people helping us like food delivery. Yeah, people that helps us deliver food, they often get a Gogoro, although I don't know why, but I guess in the long run, it helps you save more.
I think so. I think for electric scooters, like the more that you ride them, I think the more that you save.
So
one reason I don't have an electric scooter is because I rarely ride my scooter.
So the more you ride, you have to buy a plan. Oh, okay.
You have to buy an electricity plan. So you have to buy like the lowest level is like maybe a certain amount that you have to pay each month. And that can give you so many miles or something like that. But you have to buy plans. You can't just kind of go home and charge your scooter. You have to buy a plan.
And get the battery from their battery station.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Exactly. 所以骑越多 GoGo 就骑越多越省钱这样子。
Right. Back to the article. As Taiwan moves toward a greener future, scooters are changing too.
哦、oh, okay. 那这里又一个什么意思呢词性的话你看它后面是加一个完整的子句哦所以它应该是连接词对不对、mm-hmm. 它就说呢这个也是随着台湾呢它朝向比较环保 greener future 哦的这个方向走哦机车呢它也在改变哦嗯、
mm-hmm. Okay. Continuing, yet one thing stays the same. They are still a big part of everyday life. Indeed.Yes, they are.
没错、
yes.
但是不变的就是他们对台湾人来讲其实、哦、已经是日常很重要的一部分了、mm. Alright, and let's take a look at some vocab words for today 第四个单字 environmental 很重要的单字形容词环境保护的比如说 The school holds an environmental fair every year to raise students' awareness about plastic pollution 哇这个学校很棒我每年都会举办环保市集以提升学生对塑胶污染的意识第五个单词 technology 名词科技 Thanks to modern technology, we can now communicate with people from all over the world in an instant. 多亏了现代的科技我们可以及时与世界各地的人通讯。第六个 brand 名词品牌 This brand is famous for its durable outdoor gear and it has won the trust of many hikers. 这个品牌以耐用的户外装备闻名哦而且呢赢得了很多登山客的信任。那这里的话呢文法跟同学说一下啦这个 as 的不同用法我们来比较一下其实我今天没有把全部讲完因为是太多了但是 as 的话基本上就可以当连接词那连接词也有好多用法第一个比较难的是如同什么什么像什么什么一样比如说呢 please complete the science project as your teacher instructed 这个是说像你的老师讲的那样请按照老师指示的方式完成这项科学计划这个是 us 第二个呢它是可以当作当什么什么的时候好就是 as the bell rang all the students rushed out of the classroom 钟声响起的时候所有人都冲出了教室就很开心因为下课了嘛这个 us 就是 when 跟 while 的意思、哦、当铃声响起钟声响起第三个是可以当成因为由于啦齁就比如说 as it was raining heavily, the outdoor basketball game was cancelled. 因为雨下得很大这个是原因户外篮球赛被取消了。好的那以上呢就是今天要跟大家讲的 as 的高中来讲你应该要熟悉的用法。第一个如同像什么什么一样。第二个当什么什么的时候。再来是因为由于。那今天我们课本里面讲的是杂志里面讲的是随着它其实跟因为由于有一点像所以同学在因为由于那边呢你也可以把它写一个随着、哦、所以就是看你怎么去解释然后多去观察多去统整、哦、不要死背 Alright And we have a 暖身解答、
嗯、
好那这里的话呢我就跟同学讲到 As the new library has more resources studying there is much more efficient than staying at home 这个 us 它是什么意思呢这个 us 呢它就可以翻译成由于因为的意思哦因为新的图书馆有更多的资源所以在那里念书呢比待在家里效率高得多 Alright
For you chat Okay we have a for you chat Why don't you ask me Ben
Alright What do you prefer for daily travel A scooter A car Or the bus An MRT And why
Okay well I prefer taking the MRT for daily travel because it is fast It's reliableAnd not affected by traffic.
Right, that's important.
Right, and it's also more comfortable than riding a scooter or bicycle, especially when it's hot or it's rainy. And the MRT is just safer. It doesn't require any physical effort. It lets me relax or do other things like prepare for my school lessons or just relax and just 放空
对放空放空没错 So yeah for me definitely MRT the MRT a lot safer that's true yeah so I guess stay safe and then we'll see you next time 想学更多实用的英文哦欢迎追踪我们 For You 的 Facebook 还有下载空中美语的 App 我们下次见拜拜
拜拜